All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the show. My next guest is based in Denver, Colorado, the Mile High City. She's the owner of Healing Ground Counseling. Go to www.healinggroundcounseling.com for more information. Please welcome to the show, Suzanne Sellers. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you. Thank you very much for joining me today. I appreciate your time.
I'm glad to be here.
So, Suzanne, you are the owner of Healing Ground Counseling, and what you wanted to talk about today was brain spotting. Can you tell us a little bit about what brain spotting is?
Okay. First, let me give you a little background on my company, and then I'll get into brain spotting. I'm a registered psychotherapist with the state of Colorado, and in my practice, I focus on counseling adults, and I use brain spotting for healing trauma and other mental health issues. I also focus on grief and loss and providing services to lesbians, gays, bisexuals, and transgendered community members. I also work with a variety of other concerns, including anxiety, depression, codependence, obsession, self-esteem. So to get into brain spotting specifically, I'll just go into a little bit of background. When someone is traumatized, the traumatic event or events, sometimes it can be several events that stack up, those traumatic events can activate the limbic system of the body. That's all, and the response is also known as the fight, or freeze response. And for some people, that response can stay activated. And so they end up staying on this activated level and operate that way. And other people, their nervous system may calm down, but then when they find themselves in similar situations as the traumatic event, they become easily activated all over again. And so that activated energy associated with those traumatic events, it can become trapped in the body, and that person can suffer a variety of associated emotional and physiological symptoms. These symptoms can include agitation, pain in the body, including headaches and muscle aches, fear, phobias. People can experience flashbacks of the event, anger, anxiety. They may feel insecure, have a low self-esteem, or they may feel vigilant on the eye out for similar events. And the list can go on, and more information can be found on my list. So what we do with those symptoms and that experience is we try to apply the techniques associated with brain spotting. And brain spotting helps clients process their trauma. And they do that by releasing that physiological stress response that their body is stuck in. Once released, the clients began to feel improvement in those symptoms. Brain spotting was developed by David Graham, and what he discovered in working with traumatic is that he found that where a client looks affects how they feel. So when in brain spotting, we're working with a client that's working on a specific traumatic event, the direction of the gaze is very important. And while they're focusing their gaze on a certain spot in space, also encouraged to become attuned to their body and what's going on. And this process, along with the attunement with the counselor, helps clients gain access to those traumatic events and the energy associated. And this process allows the body to release that stored in. Brain spotting can look somewhat like traditional therapy in that clients may be telling their story similar to traditional therapy and gazing at this brain spot. But for other people, the client may remain completely silent during their processing. It really depends on the client. And that's something very specific to brain spotting in that the process is very quiet. Brain spotting has been shown to be effective in a variety of events. One particular survey of community members and survivors of the Sandy Hook catastrophe showed that brain spotting was one of the top therapeutic techniques used to treat resulting from. Brain spotting can not only help with trauma, but it can also decrease the symptoms of depression, stress, phobia, anxiety, anger, panic and panic attacks, and other health concerns that tend to have a somatic component.
Okay. All right. Very nice. Okay. So if people would like more information from you, or if they would like to hear more about your story, how can they get it?
Okay. Well, you can go to healinggroundcounseling.com, or you can contact me at 744-314.
All right. Perfect. Suzanne Sellers, thank you very much for coming on the show today. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
This is the Professionals Roundtable, All Business Media FM. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back with more interesting interviews right after this short break.